It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Miss Patricia Harris, how are you this morning?
I'm good, yeah.
She's with the Texas Veterans Commission.
There you go.
It's confusing.
It is. It's very confusing.
But because you're working with the Workforce Commission on this big event coming up, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Speak loud and clearly.
Yes, sir.
No, you're doing great. I'm teasing you. But we're talking about November 7th. We've got a special event coming up. It's a job fair, but we really want to focus on our local veterans.
Yes.
That are looking for work. Tell us about Red, White, and You.
It is a statewide hiring event. It is the 8th annual event, and it is happening across the state of Texas at different locations and different times, of course. The event itself is sponsored by Texas Veterans Commission, Texas Workforce Commission, Workforce Solutions Northeast Texas, and the Texas Medical Center. The event is going to be Thursday, November the 7th. It is from 10 until 2, open to veterans only from 10 to 11, and then from 11 to 2, it's open to the public. It's at the Texarkana, Texas Convention Center on Calhoun Creek.
So here locally, it's all across the state. It's a big event all across the state, but at the Texarkana, Texas Convention Center, Thursday, November 7th.
Yes.
10 to 11, veterans only.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
So that's who we're looking to serve, 10 to 11, veterans. After that, it kind of opens up to, you know, anybody on the job hunt.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to be doing to help them at this event?
Well, individuals set up. There's going to be community resources. There's going to be employers. So right now, I believe last count was like 83 vendors registered. So each booth will be doing something different. Of course, I'm going to be there representing Texas Veterans Commission, not necessarily to hire for our agency, but to provide information to the veterans that are there and tell them about the different programs that are available through Texas Veterans Commission.
You ask a good question on the Facebook that we need to ask right now, I think, is what do the veterans need to bring with them?
Of course, they need to bring resumes. I would suggest 5 to 10 resumes. But what they need to do first is go to the website where the employers are listed. They have a current list posted, and it's going to be on Workforce Solutions Northeast Texas or netxworkforce.org, and print that list off and go through it and pick several employers that you want to visit with.
Yeah.
And then research the companies. Be prepared to visit with those particular employers. Make you a list of questions and then target them when you get there. So you're not so overwhelmed, because there are a lot of vendors and employers at these events.
How many are we expecting as far as?
There's been as many as 102.
Wow. Okay.
Vendors. As far as job seekers, there's been as many as 600 to 700.
Okay.
But the unemployment rate for veterans nationwide now is low. It's 3.0. I don't know what Texas
is. That's better.
Yeah, it's awesome. So
you know, it's just a, you know, it's kind of a testament to how much work the Texas Veterans Commission has done for them.
Right.
Into it. So, but that brings up a question. What other kinds of employment services does TVC have for veterans?
Well, my particular program is employment. So I work with veterans that have significant barriers to employment. That means homeless, service-connected disabilities, transitioning from the military, older veterans, younger veterans. So I work with those veterans, and I provide them with job search assistance, which could be anything, resume, job coaching, providing them with resources. But the other programs with Texas Veterans Commission, we have claims and counseling, mm-hmm. healthcare advocates, mental health, veterans education, entrepreneur. You can go to the Texas Veterans Commission website at tvc.texas.gov, and it'll give you a list of the programs that could be available to the veterans.
I see on your
That's tvc.texas.gov.
Yes.
And I see here on the sheet that you gave us to kind of understand it more, that there's a veterans crisis hotline. Or
yes, there is. Mm-hmm. As we all know, there's a suicide rate for veterans.
Extremely high.
Yes, it is. And so if there's a veteran out there that's dealing with some issues and just needs somebody to talk to or cope,
so
then
that's
there
what
is.
That's for. Okay.
Absolutely.
I got you.
So, Miss Patricia, thank you so much for stopping by. Again, it's the date for Red, White, and You?
November the 7th.
At the Texarkana, Texas Convention Center. The
Across
hours
from the mall.
Are 10 to 2, 10 to 11 for veterans, and then 11 to 2 for the open public.
So you veterans, you folks with veterans.
Well, if you know of somebody that's a veteran.
That's looking for a job, looking for a better job.
Right.
Then we'd love to have them at the Red, White, and You event, November 7th, Texarkana, Texas Convention Center. Miss Patricia, thank you for getting up so early and coming and being with us
welcome.
This morning.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.